Thank you, worship leaders, for leading us today. It's really great to see Pastor Kevin there, preparing for Mitaki, for the Miyajima Praise Chapel. That's what vision is. The church isn't there. The building isn't there. There's no one there. You're heading, preparing for it. And meanwhile, Pastor Chris was here. The worship team moved down a bit over there too. Right. So we'll go on now to a time of testimonies, reports, greetings, and prayers. Last week, I gave a kind of report from Australia, and I felt really unauthentic. I was born in Australia. I was 2 years old when we left there. But maybe we can have a more authentic one if you could come up, Christian, talk to us. Welcome.
Hi, if you haven't met me before, my name is Jihei, and I'm here until Wednesday, and then I'll be flying on Thursday from Kansai Airport. I live in Sydney, Australia currently. The bushfires in Australia is horrific. I'm trying to enjoy my time here as best as I can, and I'm having so much fun, but I'm getting constant feeds about how everything's going, and I remember starkly in the last week of my working week last year, the smoke, the haze, it was so horrible and horrendous. So, not only pray for the state of our world, but also for leaders as well. There's a lot of pressure put upon and a lot of, a lot of scrutiny being put on the current prime minister, and he's somehow held up as this beacon of Christianity, and so people look at that and say, well, look at what he's doing. Religion is hopeless. They're not doing anything about climate change. And so climate change, now it's so tied with our morality and how we are actually denying the privileges that we've had for our future generations. Yeah, it's a lot to take in. So, yeah. The other thing that I wanted to bear testimony of is, well, I first came here 10 years ago. I was only 18 years old. Some of you might remember me. I was just a kid. I didn't know that then. I thought I was an adult now that I was that time 18 years old, but clearly I wasn't. So much has happened since then. I moved to Sydney to study 10 years ago, and then I graduated 4 years later, and then I started working as a teacher. I've been working as a teacher for the past 5 years. I've just gone past a few phases in my life, but at the same time, as I've come across these phases, I re-met Jesus Christ. There's an important lesson that I've learned in my life from a great preacher. His name is Philip Jensen, and he's a guy who I look up to in all ways. He keeps telling me repeatedly, we should just do away with the word faith. Faith basically means trust. It's a bit like when you sit on a chair and you have faith in your chair. It will hold you up. You know it will. It's stable. And so looking at everything, you have trust in that. In a similar way, I trust the gospel because I know that his word is true. I trust in Jesus, not as my savior, but also my Lord, my King. And that really, coming back to that daily was so important to me. Because I thought 10 years ago, going ahead 10 years later, I will be more mature, I don't know. A lot more, I guess, I had hoped to grow in so many ways. But ultimately what was more important to me was coming back to God's word, coming back to what he has done, what he continues to do in Jesus. And that is so important because so many things can go wrong, and it has. I've come across so many challenges in life, working and being in a secular environment with there's so much hostility towards the gospel. And there's so many different ways in which we face challenges in the secular world. And part of that is also to do with, you know, facing issues like climate change and other topical issues like gay rights. You know, Christianity is put under so much scrutiny. And right now, in a lot of minds, Christianity has no place. And I had to keep coming back to the gospel and say, well, what do I stand for? And not only am I just hearing God's word, but I trust in it, and I hope that others will too. Sorry it's been a long testimony, but yeah, but keeping that in mind is always such an important reminder for me. Yeah. Thanks.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Fernando. Thank you for your prayers, and we started a new year. Thankfully, it's been going okay. Just getting used to the work again, and the customers are fine. So we were off for a while, but everything seems to be fine. So continue praying for us, and thanks God our children are doing well, healthy, and trying to work their way through life, so they're still young. I just want to ask for prayer. Yesterday I ran into an old friend from India. His name is Prasad, if you remember his name. And we met since we came here to Japan. And he has a boy. He's married to a Japanese same, and his boy is leaving in April. So he only has one, so I think they're going through the same thing, struggle of the empty nest, and I want to ask you to pray for him and his wife. So please remember my friend Prasad, and he's having a difficult time work and in the family. So please remember him in prayer.
Hello and Happy New Year. My name is Grace, and I want to thank God for the past 2 weeks. We went to Tokyo to my friend's house to spend the Christmas and New Year, and we had a good time there. And most importantly, God has protected Joyce and myself. We are fine. We didn't catch a flu, so we are fine and we are back, and we thank God for the safe journey. Secondly, another praise report. I shared with you about my niece. She's been hospitalized since she was born, and finally on Friday she was released from the hospital, and it was exactly her 1-month-old birthday. So we really thank God that she could be fine and be released from the hospital, and they could go home with her mom. So that's to praise God. So it's a new year. It's a new season. Just pray for me. And my ministry, I really desire to reach out to people in Hiroshima University Hospital. It's cold season, but every day I pray that God will bring somebody out in the park, because it's cold outside, but some people are cold in their hearts because they have no Jesus. So my desire is that God will help me to do something, to go out and just talk to someone, and I especially pray for their hearts, that they can be receptive, because, yeah, you know Japanese people how they are, but I know that God can change someone's heart. If we have Japanese people in our English service whom I've personally talked to and asked them their story of salvation, how they came to know God, because I'm always interested. How can we reach out to the people in Japan? Because it seems like it's difficult. So I like talking to people and asking, how did you come to know God? And they give me hope that it's possible. It's not everyone, but one of the people that God brings to your life will believe in him through you. And another one, you may just be planting the seed, but God will send another person to water and make it to grow. So pray for me. Pray that God will bring some warmth outside I can go and that people can come out and we can meet in the park at Hiroshima University and that just God will guide me to do the right thing. Sometimes I don't know what to do, but I just pray, God, help me to strike the right conversation, to bring some friendship, and then to just be able to pray with them and share the gospel. Thank you.
Happy New Year. My name is Art. I think maybe you've been praying for me because I've been doing really well. I think when we were over in SmileCon, I was really frustrated with how I was kept kind of tripping over myself and kept ruining my own day. And I'm just sitting here realizing that hasn't happened recently and just really wondering how that happened so quickly. I remember maybe 3 years ago sitting in a sermon and they were listing the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I thought to myself, I don't have any of those. And I also can't see myself ever having any of those. And it wasn't sarcastic and it wasn't half-hearted. I really felt like I'm never going to be able to achieve those things. And, you know, I'm closer. I have some of those things, and recently I've had a lot of joy and peace. And I read this morning in James, for where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. And it was on the two kinds of wisdom. And so I just feel like there's been a weight lifted off from me for having selfish ambition, and I think a lot of the healing has been done by the wisdom of God, and the wisdom of God is Darcy, and the wisdom of God is Megumi, and the wisdom of God is Yua, and the wisdom of God is Japan, and the wisdom of God is Owasa, and the wisdom of God is Mitaki Green Chapel, you know? And so I've just been really happy to spend time with my family. And I think a lot of the times I was just frustrated because I was wanting to have everything go my way all the time. And it doesn't happen, especially when you have a 5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old and a wife. And so it's been a real relief to not pursue that. And it's been a real relief to be able to really enjoy these people who can either be help me experience the fruits of the Spirit or can become obstacles. And that's all how I approach them. And so it's been really, really fun to laugh with Darcy and laugh with Yua and laugh with Megumi and just slow down and enjoy them. So thanks for praying. It's been really fun recently, and I'm just hoping that we can continue that up and continue to cultivate things like patience and joy and, you know, all that. Thanks.
Hello, good afternoon. I just want to thank God. Thank you for prayers because our wedding is successfully. Yeah, even though we have encountered a lot of problems preparing the wedding because I only have 2 weeks vacation in the Philippines. And then, yeah, we prepared everything well. Thank you for prayers and also keep praying for us. Because after my 2 weeks, we need to separate again, LDR again, video call every day. Please pray for us. Thank you. God bless.
Hi, my name is Darcy. Wanted to share something just from today that was really awesome. We went to Costco before church. It was really awesome. That's not all. But we were getting out of the parking lot, about to enter into the where you get your carts and everything, and we hear this, Megumi, and we look, and it's Megumi's former teacher from her last preschool, who lives in Toyohira. Like, two of her teachers actually were at Costco together, had just finished shopping, and they were leaving. As we were coming, we met them in this random place. We've never thought we would ever see these women. We haven't seen them for a while. It's been over a year since we last visited Megumi's old school. And these teachers, especially the one, Ishida Sensei, just loved being with Megumi. And when we had just moved to Hiroshima area and we're at this hoikuen, it was such a gift. To see them today was what are the chances? This doesn't just happen. I was really moved by that because that in itself is just wonderful. And then that's how God does. This last week I've just had a few days I was just kind of feeling ugh. And I thought I was just feeling kind of sad. And I spent some time with the Lord in prayer and realized I was feeling fear. Fear of all of the unknowns for my family, especially. There's just always going to be unknowns for our family. And God's just going to keep doing what God does, which is the Costco parking lot of doing weird things that behind the scenes, what are the chances kinds of stuff. He's going to do it. He's going to love us, and he's going to help me with my fear. But it was really a sweet reminder in a weird way today to kind of remember what I learned a couple days ago. I can't control what manner of person Megumi-chan's going to be when she grows up to a large extent. That's God's business, but I want to help her grow. I get to help Art grow. I get to help Yua grow. But wow, I just really want to rest in the presence of God and allow him to just be good and God. And I wasn't planning on meeting these teachers this morning. I had nothing to do with them. And it was so good. And God just does that. I have nothing to do with it. And he just does beautiful things. Ever putting me with Art in the first place, ever putting us with these daughters. Are you kidding? These were all God things. Anyway, so I want to encourage you too. It's scary to love people a lot. Love your family, love your friends a lot. There's so much we just cannot do. I just was really confronted by that this week. But it's good. It's a good confrontation, but it was humbling to realize, I thought I was just kind of feeling sad, but I was scared. So, thank you. You want to say anything? She's such a teaser.
Hi, I'm Toshie. Our youngest son, Luke, is going to take a big test next weekend. It's called the National Center Test for University Admissions. And his case was he has to take many subjects for 2 days. And he's so nervous because usually he loved to come to church, and he doesn't want to miss the church. But yes, last night he told me that he cannot come today. He has to go to Juku for that, because so he's so worried. So please pray for him this coming 1 week, for week, and also after that he will have some other test for this month and next month and until March. It's continuously because he will take the several universities test. And, so just pray. Please remember that many kids in Japan are going to have that entrance exams this season. Thank you.
Hello, my name's Jim, and this past week was the time I teach at a university, and I teach third and fourth year students, and they have two years together. So they learn about a particular area of language or literature. In the fourth year, they do some research, they write it up, and last Friday was the deadline. Exactly 1 year ago, I had the same number, about 15 students, and until the last day, half of them hadn't submitted. And on the day, two of them didn't submit and had to stay on. It was a really stressful, disasterful, humbling experience. And God gives us those things too. And from the beginning to the end, as a class, it wasn't really a good relationship among them. They didn't know each other. And they were not that confident to make those relationships. But at least between me and them, it was okay. But when it turned out, it was this year. But this year was very, very different. From the beginning, half of them were good friends anyway. And they were very friendly. They all finished on time, happily, successfully. And I was reminded that, you know, whether, you know, if things don't work out, God's working through that too, quite often, and I need to be humbled. I need to think, oh, I did it. I need to say, God, thank you, you did it. And so, but I'm just thankful that God did it this year, and that I have 15 students who are thankful and grateful too. Right, so that's my testimony, my thanks for this past week. Right, thank you. Oh, yeah. Our son Joshua is... He was 20 about 1 month ago. He turned 20. And tomorrow is the coming of age day. And coming to church, I can't come by bicycle. And from the time Joshua's been little, you never knew whether he would do something or not. He would always have a kind of rebellious thing in him. So even like, would he come to church today? When I arrived, there was a friend whose son is the same age, Shota-kun. And she said, is Joshi coming? And I said, I've realized my son is just like the British weather. You can't say 100%. 90% he's coming. So he did come, but he wasn't wearing a suit. And he looked on the order of the service, and there was no kind of blessing for coming of age day. And he went, phew. And then Pastor Hiroshi called him up and said, but we'll have it anyway. And he was alone, yeah. But I'm really glad that he did come. And from April, he's planning to spend a year in Australia. I know he has a lot of growing up to do, a bit like Jihei. You know, he's 20 and he thinks he knows it all. But he also realizes that, yeah, he's still timid and hesitant. And I'm going to give him a long list of things to do that I didn't know how to do at his age, because I studied abroad for a year, and it was, I spent most of the time going to the cinema by myself and writing letters home, because, and I don't want him to be doing that. I want him to look back and think, that was a really good experience. It challenged me and changed me. Let's pray, too, that it brings him closer to God, because God works through those challenges. Okay, shall we, anything else you'd like to raise for prayer? Yeah, no, it's okay. Thank you. Yes. Oh, it looks like a man with a passport.
You heard the news, yeah. So I found my passport. My wife said she shared about Luke, but Toshi, did you share about the passport thing? You didn't share about it, but it was spread around. Oh, okay. So maybe some of them don't know the story, Jim? I don't know. No, you don't know? Okay, well, so Jim is my mentor. He's been giving me a lot of advice about my job and research and so on. You know, I'm a teacher, but I teach at a university, so they put a lot of pressure on teachers to do research and so on. So this year I haven't really done much, but there's a big conference next month in Cambodia, in Phnom Penh, and it's an English teachers conference. So Jim's been dropping hints to me, Tim, you really ought to at least go and you know, learn what you can, professional development, networking. And finally, I got an email about almost a week ago from the conference organization. They said, well, you know, this is everybody's last chance. That's how I read the email, last chance. So I thought maybe I can still sign up for this conference. So to make a long story short, normally the conference, I have to leave Japan on the 6th. The conference starts on the 7th of February. Normally the school says 1 month. You got to give them at least a month notice. Paperwork has to be turned in a month in advance for an international conference. But I just received a lot of mercy. They said, well, okay, we can push this through if you get all the paperwork in as fast as possible. They were very merciful to me. So on Tuesday, tomorrow's a holiday, on Tuesday I'll turn in the last document. I've been working Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Today I've been in my office pretty much continuously, and I've got everything turned in except that. But I couldn't find my passport, and you can't really travel internationally without a passport. So Toshi was praying, and I was praying, and the Chikukai, the group, these Japanese church groups were praying, the group that they belong to were praying. And I'll say about the timing. So my wife shared the prayer request after the Japanese service, the group of people praying. Jim was there. And were you there? You were there. And then after they finished praying, well, I can't tell you exactly what the timing was. I don't know what time that was or they was, but I found the passport, and I sent the photo of the passport to Toshi through Line, the Line application on her smartphone. And when she shared the prayer request, and then when they finished praying, she pulled out her phone, and there it was. And she told everybody, our prayer's been answered. So an amazing instant answer to prayers. So it was a real tremendous answer to prayer. I found the passport. Who's the moderator? Are you the moderator today? So my passport's expired. You knew that already. So it expired on January the 9th. So I still have to renew it. And I don't know, there's always a delay, and you always worry, is the paperwork going to go through and all that? Well, I've got the paperwork with me. It's in my car, and I've got the photographs and all. So please pray that I can get this renewed on time and to be able to go to Cambodia. And I'm looking forward to it, not just for professional development. I really want to. Maybe you know Daryl and Kayo Record, and I really want to. Last time we went, Jim and I, we spent a lot of time with them and had meals with them and good fellowship with them, and it was a wonderful experience, and I really want to do that again. They're missionaries in Cambodia, missionaries in Phnom Penh, and we had some wonderful sharing and fellowship last time, and I'm looking forward to it this time. So for my job, but also for fellowship with them, I just feel this is God's will, and they give me something to write. We have to turn in a report at the end of the school year what we did, and this will be my big thing that I've done for this year. So I really ask your prayers for that. And Jim, I'm glad you're the moderator. You know how to pray for that. But thank you. I don't know how much I shared about our son Micah, so nothing's really changed, but some things have are happening, where he's staying, the lease will end in March. And I think I shared before that our friend Debbie and her kids are living just down the block. The husband Pat and Micah are living together, but two different places. So that lease where Micah is will end in March. So Debbie really wants Micah to change his, what's the right English word for juminhyo? Citizen registry, or if I'm sharing in English, citizen registry, huh? Okay, address, yeah, official address, registry with the government of where he's living, which is still in Hiroshima, and she wants him to change it to Otsu, to Shiga Prefecture, to Kansai, because for where he will live next, if he's going to live, whether it's with them or in another place or whatever, she wants to be able to, to make a long story short, she needs that information. And I think Debbie feels like he needs to do that. That's a step for him to move forward in his life. Well, when she told him that, you know, you're going to have to move your official registry of address to to the Kansai, he started talking about coming back to Hiroshima. He started talking about coming back to live with Art. And Debbie was talking to my wife, and my wife just told her, well, Debbie, you're going to have to tell him if he comes back, nothing has changed here. The same rules apply. You're going to have to follow the rules that Art has set down. That situation is not going to change for you if you come back to live with Art. So, I don't know. I think you said it before, Art, I don't know how, I don't remember how you said it, but that these ideas that my son has about, you know, I'll move here, I'll move there, that's not the real issue. The real issue is he needs to let go of the past and move forward in his life. I pray that he commits his life to God, that he opens his heart to God and what God would want him to do, but that he takes his own life seriously, cutting ties with the past and moving forward, and taking his life thinking about what he should do next, and not turning backwards. So maybe that's very hard to pray for, but please pray for our son Micah. Thank you. That's my request. Thank you.